drop in the morning and praise the Lord. Later in the evening, you praise the Lord. Every day of your life, be praising the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good.
I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior.
Gbega ologo julo gbega gbega eleru ni iwo lo ye fun mi lati ma gbega e goluwa ga
gbega gbega olura pada
olura pada
gbega ologo julo
Olura
ti ma gbega
e goluwa ga
gbega gbega olura pada
olura pada
gbega gbega ologo julo
ologo julo gbega gbega eleru ni yi
iwo lo ye fomi lati ma gbega
flow with joy. I have come,
I have come.
ofo
o tu ti de o
o agare oluwa o tu ti de
elejumare o tu ti de loni o
agare temi
baba ma je ki emi lo lofo o tu ti de o
o agare oluwa o tu ti de elejumare loser. This is what we are. I am a winner.
Yahweh Maye.
Hallelujah. 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 My God is great. What manner of man is this? O walk upon the sea, O stay the tempest, and command the storm to be still, to protect his people. His name is Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, the Savior of the world, the only true Redeemer, and my hungry shepherd. This Jesus is wonderful. He made the lame to walk, made the blind to see, commanded the dumb to sing for joy, and made the deaf to hear. His name is Jesus, Jesus the Son of God, Jesus the Savior of the world, the only true Redeemer, my hungry shepherd. This Jesus so much loves us, he forgave our sins, gave us salvation, and then made us true children of God and masters to Satan. His name is Jesus, Jesus the Son of God, Jesus the Savior of the world, the only true Redeemer, and my hungry shepherd. This Jesus, he died for us, and rose on the third day, went back to heaven. One day he will come back to take us, that we may live with him. His name is Jesus, Jesus the Son of God, Jesus the Savior of the world, the only true Redeemer, my only shepherd. Amen. My God is great. Let's turn up to prayer. You are worthy.
Oh, yeah.
worthy, O Lord.
Oh, yeah,
sing it. You are worthy, worthy, O Lord.
Oh, yeah,
you are worthy to be praised and to be glorified. You are worthy, 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 oh. Abba Father, you are worthy, worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy, worthy, oh Lord. Worthy Lord, you are worthy to be praised and to be glorified. You are worthy, 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 oh. Oh yeah, oh, up by yeah, yeah, oh, Lua, oh, Lua, up by yeah, yeah, oh, Lua, oh, Lua. He won the con, up by yeah, he won the yeah, Baba, up by yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, Lua. He won the con, up by yeah, he won the. Father, we are grateful to you for counting us worthy to sing your praise, to worship you, to serve you, to follow Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. As we are before you this time, minister to us again. Bless us, O Lord. May we not hear your word in vain. Let it do your will in us. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. My God is great.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the word of God. This is a church where the word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practices what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
I'm talking about how to escape temptation. This message, though it's a short one, is dear to my heart. I wish you understand what I'm about to say. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy.
Nítorí pé Ọlọ́run fún ènìyàn tí ó tọ́ ní ojú rẹ̀ ní ọgbọ́n àti ìmọ̀ àti ayọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n ẹlẹ́sẹ̀ ló fi ìṣẹ́ fún.
Wait. You are running ahead of me. Look at me, everybody. Ènìyàn tí ó tọ́, that the Yoruba said, is not correct. What is correct is the one that is good.
Ẹni tó dára.
That's the correct translation. I've told you, translators, sometimes we need to check various translations to know what the original says. God giveth, you see, the word giveth is talking about something that is continuous. In today's English, we say God gives. It's not one time experience. It's not something that has happened in the past. He's not even waiting for future to come. It is on now and is going to continue maybe forever. What is it? God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom, knowledge, and joy. Listen. God gives sinners some things. This one talk about the negative things he gives, but there are some positive things that God gives to sinners. When the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good, it's talking to everybody. If a sinner will come and taste the goodness of God, he will enjoy the goodness of God. But take note, it's a temporary enjoyment. It's an enjoyment you will enjoy now and may not have access to it tomorrow. Because it's just to taste and decide if you would like to continue to enjoy. If you would like to continue to enjoy, you will stop to be a sinner. You will become a person that is good in the sight of God. That tasting does not cover every area of life. God often gives that tasting in the form of healing from sickness, in the form of temporary blessing. God nowhere promised sinner the fullness of his goodness. If you are looking for a Kotebuko, that's the one for you. God nowhere promised sinners the fullness of his goodness. So here, we are told that it is the one that is good in the sight of God. He gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But to sinner, he gives also, he gives it, travail. You remember in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that travail. Yeah, all ye that labor is what is there, but it's the same thing. All ye that labor, all ye that travail, I will give you rest. That same thing Jesus promised there is what this scripture is saying God gives. So when you come to him and you are running away from sin, you decide to give your life to him, then he will give you what is promised here. But if you refuse to come, he gives you travail. So, but to the sinner, he gives travail. What is the result of this? The result appears in so many ways. If this is a Bible lecture, I will bring several verses of the Bible to show you the various forms that sinners experience the travail the scripture talk about here. But one of it is highlighted here: to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. So God allows sinners to accumulate whatever they like to accumulate. He allows them to gather whatever they like to gather. But most of the time, he does not give them peace, rest, joy, to enjoy what they have gathered. That is why we are told in the same book of Ecclesiastes that if God gives a person blessing and also give him the opportunity to enjoy it, it is the gift of God. So when you see sinners spreading like palm trees, the Bible says it is for them to be speedily destroyed. When the sinners are gathering and gathering and gathering, the Bible says they are gathering it for those who will use it to do the will of God. If you don't understand this, you will think that when a sinner is gathering, when he gathers for a while, he will suddenly die, somebody will enjoy it. No, he may continue to be an alaru. He may gather and gather and gather and continue to gather. You say, who enjoys it? His driver. That is a child of God. He collects his salary and gets back to his home. Give his wife, give his children, have peace of mind, rest. I'm telling you, he's gate man. He's cook. He's gardener. You see, those wretched people, If you know the peace they enjoy, compare with the trouble in the heart of this big man for nothing, is that you will know that the big man is just an alaru, helping them to go and bring it and give to them to enjoy. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. So the Bible says he gathers. God made him to gather. He heap up. But he gives it to that that is good before God. What the scripture shows is that God does not treat people the same way. Look at it now. God does not treat people the same way. When you go to church, pastors often treat people the same way. Sometimes, because you don't know who is who. Sometimes, because pastors themselves can be mischievous. But even when they know that this one is bad, they still promise him the goodness of God. But God of heaven, the Bible says his foundation stands sure. It has the seal that God knows those who are his. God does not treat people the same way, both within the church and outside the church. What determines the way God will treat anyone is how God sees such a one. Does God see him as a good person, or he sees him as a bad person? A good person is not necessarily somebody everybody is saying good about. A good person is not necessarily somebody the church people say is good, or pastor says is good. A good person is a person that God knows to be good. God who knows the secret of all men. So the one that is good in the sight of God is the one he gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy. So God does not give those God does not give those who are evil in his sight the same thing he gives to those who are good in his sight. So sometimes you go to church, the pastor prophesied the goodness of God on everybody without explaining the requirements, the conditions, what it will take before one will be able to enjoy the goodness. God says it as if God is Father Christmas and he gives it to everybody. But God does not deceive us. He makes it plain, makes it very clear in his word. If you are going to be enjoying his goodness, you need to come to terms with him. You need to dance to his tune. You need to satisfy his requirements. Then you enjoy his goodness. To be good in the sight of God is for one to be free from sin. Sin is the only thing that makes a person bad in the sight of God. And it deprives one of the goodness of God. Unfortunately for me, I don't have enough time. I would have read so many scriptures. In Isaiah 1, chapter 1 from verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. That should be Isaiah chapter 59. I beg your pardon. Isaiah chapter 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities are separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. That scripture is saying God has enough to go around. He's in a position to assist all, to bless all, to do good to all. But what makes it impossible for some people to enjoy what others are enjoying is sin. And the grand preparer for sin is temptation. I'm going to somewhere. Though this message is short, I want to tell you something important. I'm not there yet. I'm preparing you. I wish you hear it. I will soon be there. The grand preparer for sin is temptation. I've told you so far that God does not treat people the same
way.
That those who are good in his sight are having some benefits. That those who are not good in his sight are not having. I've told you that sin is the difference between those that are good and those that are not good. And therefore, the one that want to enjoy those special privileges will run from sin. The ones who refuse to run from sin will prepare for the travail that God gives to sinners. I now want to explain some very important things to you. The grand preparer for sin that makes one to be bad in the sight of God is temptation. Temptation has been defined as suggestion to sin. This is true. We need to also know that temptation does not always come directly. That does not always. It often comes indirectly. And because of this, believers often fall into temptation unknowingly. They will be singing, "I'm standing upright," when they are falling into temptation. Because their temptation does not come directly. Meanwhile, whatever makes a person to do contrary to the will of God in any way has automatically made him not to be good in the sight of God and does not qualify for the benefits of those who are good in the sight of God. Let me show you some of the ways Satan uses men and situations to tempt us. Hear me now. If you look at what I'm explaining, God does not treat people the same way, including the people in the church. There are some benefits reserved exclusively to those that are good in his sight. That those who are not good in his sight, though may desire it, may pray for it, may receive prophecy about it, will not be able to enjoy wisdom, knowledge, joy.
Atayo.
This is not the wisdom of the world. This is not the knowledge you acquire in the classroom. This is not the joy that comes through happiness. This is something Holy Ghost produces in the lives of those who are good in the sight of God. Then I said, what make a person not to be good in the sight of God is sin. And the grand preparer for sin is temptation. I now want to show you some of the indirect ways through which Satan tempt even believers. And believers fall into temptation thinking that he is still standing. Listen. Every time any unpleasant thing happens, whatever the cause of that thing, it becomes a tool of temptation in the hand of Satan. You have to be on the lookout. Anytime something unpleasant, something undesirable, something disturbing, sorrow creating situation, whenever it happens to you, don't think about that problem only. Know in your heart, the devil is about to tempt me, or is already tempting me. Meanwhile, he tempts you so that you will sin. And when you sin, you will stop to be good in the sight of God. Then when you are not good in the sight of God, even the wisdom to handle the situation, the knowledge you need, the joy that will suppress the sorrow of the devil, will be nowhere to be found. Look at me. Any wrong suggestion that comes to mind, or you receive at such a time, know for sure is a temptation. Something unpleasant happened. Now,
bye.
Hey, what is this one? Where did this one come from? Loss? Bereavement? Anything? You lose your belonging? You lose your position? You lose your job? Whenever such a thing happens, know in your heart, the devil is about or is already tempting
you.
So you want to be extra careful, because the purpose is to make sure you stop to be good in the sight of God. Even if it is temporarily. And it is when you are good in the sight of God, he promises you even wisdom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is not only negative occurrences. Satan do bombard believers with bad suggestions, even when good things happen. Can you remember the parable Jesus gave? An householder who invited people to a feast. I'm sure you need to understand that that is illustrating the invitation of God, that we should come and enjoy his goodness. They were to come and feast, eat. Not to come and walk. And what was their excuse? One said, I married a wife. I cannot come. Come and eat. What is wrong in coming with your wife? Somebody said, I bought land. I want to go and see it. What is wrong in coming to it and then go to see it? Will the land run away before you go? One said, I have bought a yoke of oxen. I want to go and prove if they can walk very well. This feast of how many hours will not allow your yoke of oxen to walk. You know the problem there. It is even the goodness of God in the lives of these people that Satan turned to temptation. And therefore, every time something good happens in your life, every time something good happens to you, tell yourself, Satan is about to tempt me, or is already tempting me. You know what he wants to achieve? To make sure, at least for now, you are not good in the sight of God. And when you are not good in the sight of God, even the wisdom you need to use that good thing. Because wisdom, knowledge, and joy are reserved for those who are good in the sight of God. Am I making sense? Anytime somebody does or say what is supposed not to say to you, whatever the reason, intentionally or unintentionally, it becomes a tool of temptation in the hand of
Satan.
Don't enjoy people coming to do amebo for you. As we are going on the way, Agbaja was talking about you. I overheard. I know he's talking about you. When he said, your shoe, it's like that of Abdul. You know what? That's temptation. That's temptation. Anytime somebody say or does what is supposed not to do to you, know for sure you have a greater problem dangling on your head. Temptation of Satan for you to say what is wrong, for you to react wrongly, so that you will not be good in the sight of God and you will no longer qualify for wisdom, for knowledge, for joy, and so many other good things that God gives to good people in his sight. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
At such a time, first think of what will make you not to be bad in the sight of God before responding. What can I say at this time? What can I do at this time? If you tell that fellow, you
know,
that man is facing a lot of challenges.
You know,
when a person is facing challenges, sometimes he will even say what he doesn't want to say before he will know it. I'm sure he's a good person. He's just tempted to say that. You know what you have just done? You have just defeated the devil that wants to tempt you to react wrongly. When you have a genuine reason to do wrong, you have already gotten the new reason to suffer. You have genuine reason to do wrong. That is genuine reason to suffer. And oftentimes when we do wrong, we say, no. Olofa, he curse it because of what he did. He did it to make you suffer. So genuine reason to do wrong gives you genuine reason to suffer. Amen.
Amen.
What type of action am I talking about?
You really say when you want to survive?
Every form of provocation. Provoking you to be angry. Every form of deprivation. Robbing you of what's supposed to be yours. Every form of accusation. Lying against you. Every form of imposition. Forcing you to do what you think is not good for you or you don't like to do. Anytime anything like this happens, know that Satan is trying to make you bad in the sight of God so that you no longer be qualified for his goodness. Unfortunately, I have to stop now. I still have a lot to say, but I pray that the Holy Ghost will water this in your heart. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. Ecclesiastes 2:26. But to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of
spirit. Lati ma kojo ati lati ma tojo ki on ko le ma fi fun eni rere niwaju Olorun eyi pelu asan ni ati mole mufo.
Help me Lord God.
Mi lowo Oluwa.
I have no other help.
Sing it. Lowo miran o.
Help me Lord God.
Ran mi lowo Oluwa.
In you alone I trust.
Ni mo gbekele.
Help me Lord God.
Ran mi lowo Oluwa.
I have no other help. Help me Lord God. Don't let me be ashamed. In this world now, there are troubles everywhere, accidents, sickness, and trials of all times. I am looking out. I know you will not let me down. Help me, dear Lord. Don't let me be harsh. Help me, Lord God. Help me, Lord God. I have no other help. Help me, Lord God. In you alone I trust. Help me, Lord God. I have no other help. Help me, Lord God. Don't let me be ashamed. Help me, Lord God. Don't lie. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. That no temptation of the devil will succeed in my life. We want to enjoy miracles. This is the secret of miracles. We want to enjoy the goodness of God. This is the secret of the goodness of God. God giveth him that is good in his sight. Wisdom. Knowledge. Joy. You know what? Each of them is representing a lot of things.
Olukuluku won lo duro fun opopolopo nkan.
Knowledge of the will of God. Knowledge of the purpose of God. Knowledge of the right path. Wisdom to use this knowledge properly. And joy that is the result of peace, of health, of satisfaction. Oh Lord, give me the grace. What will make me bad in your sight, I will not go into. What will make me good in your sight, that is what I will do all my days. Whatever any man tries, whatever any man says, whatever any man does, give me the grace, oh Lord, to remain good in your sight by doing only that that will make me good. Have your mercy on me, oh Lord. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Have mercy on me, O Lord. And make me to be good. Help me, Lord God. Don't let me be ashamed. Help me, Lord God. I have no
doubt.
Help me, Lord God, so that I will not fail. Help me, Lord God, so that I will succeed. Help me, Lord God, I have no other help. Help me, Lord God. In you alone I trust. Help me, Lord God. I have no other help. Help me, Lord God. Don't let me ashamed. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your word we have had. Perfect your will in our lives. The Bible says if you make a tree good, its fruit will be good. Make us good, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Deliver us from all temptation. Every effort of Satan to make us bad for whatever reason, oh Lord, don't allow to succeed. May we never have a reason to be bad, to do bad, to say bad things, for whatever reason, whatever provocation, deprivation, whatever trouble may come our way. Give us the grace to know the right thing to do and to do only that, so that we shall be good in your sight and continue to enjoy your wisdom, your knowledge, your joy, and all other good things that you promise those who are good in your sight. Thank you, Father. We have prayed in Jesus' name.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Hadegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is a pattern in all things.